Okay. Hi there, guys. It has been so long since I've made a recording. It's August 8th, 2016, so I think it's been at least 2 or 3 months since my last one. And sadly, I'm not coming back with a bang. I'm coming back with a Q&A. I know it's not what most of you guys wanted. I've had so many requests to do jack-off instructions, and I'm going to. I can do it. I can. It's just, I need a private moment to be as descriptive and expressive as I always have been. Hello, Kitty Koo. Alright, so one thing that's changed since December is not only do I have a cat now, I have my 2 dogs back with me, as well as another house guest who is always here. Now, I love this house guest to death. I love her. But I don't have any privacy anymore. Like, none. So, exploring this side of me has been nearly a zero. Yeah. And my toy, I don't know if you guys remember, but like, around December, my first vibrator that I ever had broke, and I was waiting about a month and a half for my new toys to come. And, well, my new vibrator that I got broke about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I am so frustrated. it's not the... I don't know, company, it's not the manufacturer's fault, it's my fault, because I used it incorrectly. I kind of put it in my ass, or actually I didn't do it, but it doesn't matter. The fact is that it is no longer operable for what I need it to be operable for, and I don't really want to order another, you know, set of toys, because it was agonizing waiting for them. It really was. And I don't know if I can do that again. I mean, I guess I'm gonna have to if I want another toy. I mean, I'm getting so off track. The point is, I haven't come in a while. Yeah. Anyway. I have collected a few questions from you guys. I've been in contact with, I don't want to say a lot, but a few listeners, and I like to call them friends now because that's what we are. And they asked me a few questions, and I've gotten just some random questions over the past few months. So I wrote them down, and I thought we'd go through them together, and I will be touching myself. But I am not alone in the house, and I am in the living room. I know, like, I'm bitching about privacy, and I'm not, like, trying at all to have privacy, but I didn't want to waste any time. I'm not too sure how much time I do have, so why move everything and risk it? Anyway, so the questions. Let's start off with an easy one. Have you ever tasted yourself while masturbating? If so, did you like it? You guys can probably guess what the answer to that is, but the answer is yes, I have, and I love it. I really do. The best way I can describe the way I taste is not sweet like juices, but sweet like the way rain smells. If that makes any sense. I'm not trying to be uppity or, you know, snobby. That's just the best description I can come up with. So if that's appealing to you, then I am your chick. But anyways, and I like it because I'm, so far, pretty much the only one that has enjoyed it. It feels, God, I don't know the right word. Not untainted, but, like, You know, it's something that's never been done before by someone else, just me. So, anyway, do you like the thought of a man coming in your mouth or all over your face? Pick one. I've never really gotten a proper facial before. The few times it's been attempted by my boyfriend, he completely missed my face. And I like to think I don't have a small face. I actually think my forehead is quite large. But he missed and got it in my hair or on my neck, whatever. And I wasn't mad or upset, but it would have been nice to get a full, thick, proper facial. Which, you know, I'm picking that one. Have you ever filled all three of your holes at once with your toys and imagine what it would be like to happen for real? I haven't, actually, but I have had, like, a real cock inside of me while I had my 3 or 4 inch smaller. What I have is an anal training kit. It came with 3 different size jelly clear suction cup dildos ranging from 3 inches to 7 inches, I think. I think the medium is 5 inches. And the largest one is 7 inches and it's quite thick. I can barely wrap my hand around it. But anyway, sorry. I did have the smallest one in that kit in my ass and the biggest one in my mouth while we were fucking. And I think that's the best sex I've ever had so far. I didn't come, sadly, but I think maybe I might be able to if it happened again. So, fingers crossed on recreating that. If it happened for real, oh my god, I would be like mindless. I'd be like a toy doll that's just good for fucking. Like, even thinking about it gets my like knees weak. It's a good thing I'm sitting down. What else? Have you ever explored what your pain tolerance... Sorry, have you ever explored what your limit to pain is? I haven't. The only person that has... My boyfriend is not interested in these kind of extracurriculars, but I've, you know, hit myself, slapped myself, spanked myself, and I've done it as hard as I could, and it's just not enough. So, who knows, maybe one day I'll be able to find out. But what I've been saying for now is as long as I can go to work looking pretty and not wince every time I move and not end up in the hospital, then do your worst. Hit me and bruise me and choke me, you know? Yes, please. Let's see. What is your oldest kink? Oh, definitely the daddy kink. How and when did you discover it? Okay, I was pretty young, playing my first online game where other people could private message you and carry on a conversation like that. So I was pretty young, and I was getting private messages all the time. I'm assuming every girl username was, but all the time from boys or maybe, who knows, men asking if I liked to roleplay. And at the time, I had no idea what that was. I was like, sure. And they listed out the options. And I think it was like teacher, student, best friend, I don't know, like firefighter, rescue victim, and like daddy, daughter. And I was like, what? what do you mean? What is that? So I Googled, God, I don't know what I Googled, but it must have been something interesting because it led me to Literotica. And Literotica and I go way back. I've been reading their stories for forever. You know, keep that a secret. Shh. But, yeah, I started off with the incest stories, reading the daddy-daughter one specifically. And, yeah, it was love at first read, I think. I much preferred, and obviously still do, the types of stories where the daughter is innocent and, you know, just being herself. And the dad is almost uncontrollable with lust towards her and just needs to have her. And the stories I started out reading were all very consensual and almost loving without being too mushy. Just you could tell that it was familiar. But yeah, that's how I started off at least. And that's what I liked. That's how I started off down this path. So thank you, Habbo Hotel. Anyway, let's see. Describe a memorable time getting off on your first kink. Ooh, interesting. I did eventually meet somebody this past year. I think it was this year. Yep. And we began talking, and it was an everyday kind of thing, and we moved on to Skype and, you know, voice talking daily. Well, okay, maybe not daily, but, you know. And, for all intents and purposes, he was my daddy. You know, not only could he be the naughty, rough, mean man that I craved, but he showed me that I also needed the soft, and the caring and the understanding that comes along with the role to fulfill my other needs, you know. I might not think I need that attention and support, but I do, or else I get burnt out, which, you know, happens. But he was there for me when I came back, and we're friends today. And he might even listen to this, and if so, hi, and I hope you miss me as much as I miss you, and that, you know, things are good. Anyways, describe a memorable time getting off to it. That's a big memorable time, because during that entire time, he was able to, you know, get me off. And I didn't have to use my toys every time and everything else, so it's very memorable. What is my newest kink, and how did I discover it? Newest kink, jeez. God, I want to say cuckolding, but I don't know if it is. I have interest in it. Like, my boyfriend recently, not too recently actually, but he has expressed his interest in another man being involved in our sex life. The way he described his wants was specifically double penetration, and how he'd like me to be full and everything else, and how I would be overcome with desire, whatever. I say it like it's boring, and it's not. It's just, I feel compared to some of the things I want or have recorded, it is kind of tame. But anyway, ever since that, I have been more interested in the other man part of that equation. So I am so badly craving a different or better, you know, better sex from a stronger, older, better man. And I know that can make me sound really awful and like a bitch, but I don't know. Anyway, so I found the cuckolding subreddit on Reddit, obviously, and some other areas, and read up on it a bit. And I think it's pretty hot. I mean, I'm not into dominating men still, but I think the humiliation that can come from it would turn me on. Like, I don't like the word, I don't like making fun of, but like picking on the weaker of the two men, maybe. Gosh, I don't know if I'm wording this right. Like, just the humiliation coming from the stronger man towards the weaker. And just the proof coming out while the stronger man is fucking me would be really, really hot. Maybe that's mean-spirited of me, but yeah. So I think that's my newest kink. I don't know if I can really call it that, though. I don't really change much, so I'm glad I have something. Let's see. What is the most memorable orgasm you've ever had? Please explain in detail. To be honest, I think my first one would be the most memorable. I was 18. I just got my first vibrator. It was a rabbit, actually. I was, you know, go big or go home. Even then, that's the first one I bought. But yeah, so I got that in the mail, which was nerve-wracking because it was sent to my family house and I had to swipe it before they did, but I did. And I remember taking it out of the packaging, getting batteries, like doing it so quickly, and just testing out the vibrations through my panties. And oh my god, I came like right away at my first orgasm. And it felt so fucking good. I was just sitting there on my couch in my living room, recording theme, by the way. And I was like so loud and just so out of it. Like after I had the orgasm, I just sat there for probably 10 minutes. I didn't try to put away the toy. I didn't try to move. I just sat there for 10 minutes feeling so happy. And yeah. Let's see. Did you ever have a crush on your teachers at school? Yes. maybe not a crush. It was more like, a fantasy. Like, anytime they'd be around, I'd kind of be like, I don't know. I'd be acting weird. And, like, it wasn't a crush. It was just an infatuation with the fact that they were older men, and I felt like I had some kind of, it's really stupid. I felt like I had some kind of power over them, or some kind of like, oh, you don't know it, but I'm very knowledgeable in sexy things. It was really silly. But yeah, I mean, they were cute. Pretty cute, I think. Let's see what else we got here. I think that's it. Trying to find more. In the meantime, how have you guys been? Have you talked to me lately? I hope so. I've been on Litmore. I've been trying to anyways. I redid my profile. I think it's cute. I think it's a little more me than my other one was. Because I'm a good girl who wants to be treated very badly. let's see. I can't find any. Okay. Well, you guys, I really, really have missed recording, and I am gonna be back. Even if I have to kick everyone out of the apartment first, because I really need to come. And I think the way I can do that is by sharing my dirtiest secrets with you. So until next time, which there will be a next time, have a great day. And I'm sending you my love, just like you guys send me yours. If it's your cum, or your words, or even just your nice thoughts, I appreciate it. Good night, guys.